Alexis Wolf is the CEO of Endometriosis Australia. They are one of 300 organisations who have this year received a $10,000 CommBank community grant. Here we chat with Alexis about the work she's doing, the importance of education around endometriosis, and exactly what she'll be using this grant to do. Alexis, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
Alexis, there are a lot of women and men listening to this podcast. Some will know about endometriosis, some will know bits and pieces, and others might know very little at all. First of all, I think we need to just step back and get you to tell us what it is.
Absolutely. Look, the disease is defined as tissue that is similar to the lining of the womb that grows in other parts of the body. So we have actually discovered endometriosis in places like the bladder, the bowel, in muscles, in joints, even the lungs and the brain. So whilst it's located generally in the pelvic region, it does not exclude itself from being in other parts of the body. It's an inflammatory disease and unfortunately affects 1 in 9 women, girls, and those who are gender diverse. So as much as people don't know a lot about it, a lot of people actually do have this disease.
It's part of a big conversation when it comes to pain, but also fertility. One of the big focuses for you is education on that point for both the wider public, but also for those who have received an endometriosis diagnosis.
It is. And the symptoms are quite diverse, but it's about repetitive types of symptoms. So if you get repetitive bloating, if you get pain multiple times throughout your cycle, your period cycle, a lot of people have been told the period pain is just period pain and you need to suck it up and get on with it. It's not. If it's repetitive, if it is stopping you from going to work, living your life, then that is something you need to speak with your GP about.
Diagnosing endometriosis isn't straightforward.
No, it's not. Endometriosis is diagnosed via a laparoscopy. It's a really invasive surgery and it comes with, you know, cost, it comes with time off work, and many people just don't have that ability to commit to that type of activity. Now, we've been looking to see how we can more accurately be able to diagnose endometriosis through a pelvic ultrasound. And that has been proven to be very successful, but unfortunately, it's only able to pick up stages 3 and 4, so the most severe types of endometriosis. So people that might have stages 1 and 2 are not necessarily getting the benefits, but we have hope.
Yeah, and I guess this is where that education point comes in. The grant you've received from CommBank staff, Alexis, is going to go towards delivering education services, specifically a podcast and educational webinars.
Yeah, fantastic. It's such a wonderful grant that we've received. Last year, we launched a podcast called Living with Endo. So our fabulous ambassador, Ellie Angel Mobbs, who works in radio, actually is the host of that podcast. And then we, as an organisation, try and pull together as many people as possible, experts, endo warriors, different medical professionals that can help with really validating people's pain, people's experiences, but also educating them about different ways and modalities that they might be able to explore to help them manage their disease.
Yeah, it's very relevant to the people listening today because, of course, they're podcast listeners. So if that's of interest to you, I'll make sure I pop a link to that podcast in people's episode notes so you can check that out. Important to mention, Alexis, you don't receive any government funding. So everything that's produced by the organisation is funded by donations from the public. So that's individuals, small businesses, and some private funds like this grant.
Absolutely. So we, you know, the majority of our funding comes from just everyday Australians who really want to make a difference for endometriosis, but we don't receive currently any government funding. We would love to, but we do recognise that, you know, the more that we are able to do, the higher the awareness will be for this disease. There could be a mum that's listening to this podcast that has a young daughter or a dad that has a young daughter who every time they get their period, they're needing to take time off school and, you know, their pain is really intense. If they're listening today and thinking this could actually be my daughter, then we really would want them to have this conversation with their GP. And these are the types of, you know, unique opportunities that we can have by talking to this podcast and your networks so that we can get more awareness for this disease, which just affects so many people.
You do have lots of information on your website as well. I'll pop a link to your website in our episode notes, along with that podcast link, and also details about those CommBank staff community grants, because this is why we're chatting today, Alexis. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
This interview is brought to you by our podcast partner, CommBank.